Welcome to Leumi's fourth quarter and full year 2014 results conference call. All participants are at present in a listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded April 1st, 2015. With us on the line today is Mr. Kefet Rostamoun, President and CEO, and Mr. Ron Finero, CFO. The speakers will be using a PowerPoint presentation during this conference call, which is available on the bank's website, www.bankleumi.com. This conference call does not replace the need to review the latest periodic and/or quarterly reports in which full information is contained, including forward-looking information as defined in the Israeli securities law and set out in the aforementioned reports. I would like to remind everyone that forward-looking statements for the respective company's business, financial condition, and results of its operations are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those contemplated. Such forward-looking statements include, but are not limited to, product demand, pricing, market acceptance, changing economic conditions, risks in product and technology development, and the effect of the company's accounting policies, as well as certain other risk factors which are detailed from time to time in the company's filings with the various securities authorities. I would now like to turn over the call to Ms. Rostamoun. Mrs. Rostamoun, please go ahead.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank you for taking the time to join us on this conference call and apologize if its rescheduling caused you any inconvenience. Today, I will present our strategy and financial results together with Ron Finero, our CFO. We are joined today by my colleagues, Professor Danny Sidon, Deputy CEO, Ittai Ben-Zeev, Head of Capital Markets Division, Shlomo Goldfarb, Chief Accounting Officer, Dr. Gil Bufman, Chief Economist, and Herb Small, Head of Investor Relations. This is the third time that I have the honor to present Leumi's annual financial statement. I'm proud to say that our results already reflect the positive effects of the strategy we have led in Leumi over the past 3 years. Obviously, we are not happy with the bottom line, but if we set aside the expenses relating to the arrangement with the U.S. authorities, 2014 was, by all accounts, a very successful year for Leumi, with a pro forma net profit of 2.5 billion shekels at ROE, and ROE at 9.3%. Later in this presentation, I will review and update you on our strategy. Before doing so, I would like to turn the floor over to Ron to say a few words about the Israeli economy and walk you through our financial results. We will conclude with Q&A. Ron?
Thank you, Kefet. Please turn to slide 3, which gives an overview of the strong fundamentals of the Israeli economy. Last summer's geopolitical instability appears to only have had a brief impact on growth, which is expected to rise in 2015. Fiscal performance remains on track with long-term targets. There is no net foreign debt, and FX reserves are at a high level. Inflation remains very low despite the gradual weakening of the shekel. Let's take a look at slide 4. In 2014, we recorded a net profit of 1.5 billion shekels and an ROE of 5.5%. As Kefet mentioned, our bottom line was impacted by a non-recurring expense for foreign customer. Without this impact, ROE would have been 9.3%. This is clearly illustrated on slide 5. Here you see that excluding the expenses related to the arrangements with overseas authorities, pro forma net profit for 2014 was 2.5 billion shekels, compared with 2.2 billion shekels in 2013, an increase of nearly 15%. Looking ahead, bear in mind, as we have already reported, that the first quarter of 2015, our financial statements will reflect the pre-tax profits from investments in shares in the Israeli Corp and Mobileye of some 820 million shekels. Let's turn to slide 6. As we see on this slide, despite lower Bank of Israel interest rates, we maintained our level of net interest income in 2014 due to an increase in activity and the initial implementation of a directive regarding the measurements of interest income. The increase in our interest margin is a reflection of the change in our credit mix. On slide 7, we see that our overall rate of expenses for credit losses in 2014 was 19 basis points, compared with 11 basis points in 2013. This increase in credit loss expenses derives mainly from the initial implementation of the Bank of Israel directive in January 2015, relating to collective allowance in respect to credit to private individuals. As a result of the implementation, some 208 million shekels were charged as credit loss expense in the fourth quarter of 2014. In addition, our Romanian subsidiary recorded credit loss expenses in the amount of 52 million shekels in the fourth quarter as a result of the requirements of the Romanian Central Bank to increase the level of provisions, mainly against the part of the credit portfolio which is classified as non-performing. Our average annual provision rate for the past 5 years stands at 27 basis points. While we recognize that these current provision levels are not necessarily sustainable long term, they do reflect our conservative and high-quality credit portfolio. Let's turn to slide 8, where we see an almost 13% decrease in problem debts. This sizable decrease is mainly attributed to recoveries and repayments of loans. Please turn to slide 9. Our revenue for commissions is stable and well diversified. This is particularly noteworthy when taking into account the effects of the new regulations in place as part of the regulatory reform. In 2014, the adoption of Directive 310 resulted in a decrease in commissions amounting to some 210 million shekels. Slide 10 shows that excluding expenses relating to the arrangements with overseas authorities, total operating and other expenses decreased by 4.3% in 2014 compared with last year. Operating and other expenses, net of expenses relating to those arrangements, fell by 206 million shekels in 2014, a reduction of 5.8%. The decrease was attributed to a decrease in all the components: depreciation, maintenance of buildings and equipment, and other expenses. Our salary line shows a reduction of 3.2% in 2014. The decrease in salary expenses derives from a decrease in the number of employees and from a decrease in the provision for bonuses, which was partially offset by the automatic increase of salaries as per the previous collective labor agreement. The trend is downwards, and salary stability is a core objective. These results reflect initial effects of our 1,000 headcount reduction over the past 3 years, which was based on a combination of natural and voluntary retirements. Slide 11 illustrates the reduction in headcount through the end of 2014. We are happy to announce that over the next 3 years, we plan to reduce headcount by an additional 1,000 positions based on natural retirement, changes in our overseas operation, and attrition. Please turn to slide 12. On this slide, we see that the structure of our assets and liabilities continues to point to a high level of liquidity, which is the result of a policy aimed at raising stable and diverse sources while placing emphasis on raising deposits from a large number of customers for different time periods. The ratio of total deposits to total credits reflects our high level of liquidity and is one of Leumi's key strengths. On slide 13, we see that the breakdown of our diverse credit portfolio, which is the result of our policy to focus on high ROE and less capital intensive segments. As you can see, in 2014, total retail credit grew over 8%, of which the household segment grew by over 10%, and total credit grew by almost 5%. Slide 14 shows our capital position over the years. Capital at the end of 2014 amounted to 28.4 billion shekels, a 7.4% increase compared with year-end 2013. The increase in shareholders' equity mainly derives from the profit for the year and an increase in the value of an available-for-sale securities portfolio. Our capital adequacy ratio in Basel III terms stood at 14.01, and our Core Tier 1 capital ratio at 9.21. As you know, the Bank of Israel decided to implement U.S. GAAP treatment for employees' pension liabilities starting at the 1st of January 2015. The main difference from the previous accounting treatment is the discount rate in which future pension payments are factored for the measurement of this liability. We estimate that the anticipated effect as of January 1st, 2015, in respect of the new rules, which is primarily attributable to the change of the discount rate, is a reduction in shareholders' equity amounting to between 1.5 and 1.7 billion shekels after tax. This liability will be measured and updated periodically. For capital adequacy, the impact of this accounting treatment will be spread 40% in January 1st, 2015, and 20% annually through January 1st, 2018. We want to emphasize that we understand and are committed to meeting the expectations of our shareholders to receive dividends, but in the near term, our ability to distribute dividends will be impacted by these requirements, especially in this low interest environment. I'll now turn the floor back to Rakefet.
Thank you, Ron. I would like to spend the remainder of this presentation sharing with you the story behind our numbers. I will show you how we have successfully dealt with many of the significant challenges we faced over the past years. We have been hard at work, rebuilding our core business, strengthening our infrastructures, and preparing Leumi for the challenges that lie ahead, even at the expense of our short-term results. Our main concern was to eliminate threats and to lay the groundwork for a more efficient, more flexible bank, adapted to the new world. Now, I would like to tell you briefly how we did it. There is no magic formula in banking. Whenever I meet with bankers abroad, I realize that we are facing similar challenges and that we are addressing the same strategic issues. Geographic convergence, efficiency, core business, digital, the new customer, and ever-tightening regulation. The trends are similar. However, and this, however, is what makes the difference, once in an era, we reach a junction where we have to make the right decision to change, to exit, to act, or to fix. If the right decision isn't made, the financial consequences can be enormous, and by the same token, if we make the right decision, the competitive advantage is very significant. Once we have made the right decisions, execution is the key to success. Our 2014 results clearly reflect our excellent execution, which translated into excellent results for our core business. The strategy which we presented to you in 2012 can be divided into two components. One, the areas in which Leumi is a market leader, and two, the areas in which we needed to change our way or to close the gap. Let's look at the first component. Take, for example, the middle market segment. Here, Leumi continues to lead in terms of market share. We have been enjoying the benefits of a decision taken in 1995 to build our unique business model. In 2014, we established Leumi Tech, which is said to be the financial home of the Israeli high-tech industry. I see this as an important element of this unique model. With respect to our credit portfolio, in 2006, we changed our credit and risk management policy. Since then, we have continued to benefit from our high-quality credit portfolio, which is reflected in our high coverage ratio, very low provisions, and low level of borrower concentration. In addition, Leumi was and remains the leader of innovation in digital. We are leveraging our competitive advantage, which results from the fact that we identified the trend already in 2008. Today, we are moving from internet to the mobile platform. Having said that, our strategy identified areas in which we needed to take action to change and to close the gaps. In 2012, we decided to exit our offshore private banking business. We have successfully executed this decision. This involved significant costs in terms of both financial and management attention. But, as I have stressed in the past, we always set our sights on the long term. We implemented a white money policy, and we are now the most advanced and clean bank in this area. We sold our Swiss subsidiary and entered into a strategic cooperation with Julius Baer. We are in the process of exiting our private banking activities in Luxembourg. we continue to close rep offices and branches abroad, which translates into annual savings of tens of millions of shekels. In addition, as you all know, in 2014, we reached a settlement with the US authorities. Another area which demanded concept changes was our non-bank holdings investment policy. We have already exited most of our non-bank holdings, which were outside our new policy. In retail and small businesses, the heart of the heart, where there is a stiff competition, we had to take a quantum leap. We are witnessing a period of changing generations. We continue to manage the traditional banking model, which provides services to hundreds of thousands of our traditional customers. We are adapting service to the customers, moving towards digital, merging more branches, removing back office activities from the branches, and leveraging technology. We believe that leveraging technology to best serve our customers is the key to success. Proof of this is that our IT budget is the only one which we haven't cut. To this end, we are at the height of our CRM project with Salesforce, which will provide a consistent customer experience over all channels. We plan to roll out the system during 2015, first in our retail division and then in the rest of our business lines. We continue to invest in BI, which is the main differentiator between banks. With better BI, we can take more accurate value proposition to our customers to approach them at the right time with the right solution. Finally, we adapted efficiency as a way of life. As Ron mentioned, we reduced headcount by 1,000 positions, and we are announcing a plan to further reduce headcount by an additional 1,000 positions by 2017. Salary expenses are down. We signed a new wage agreement with our union and reduced the automatic salary increases. Other operating expenses are also down. So, what next? When we analyze the competitive business environment and consider the best strategic step, the next question is one of timing. We have decided that the time is now, and we are laying the groundwork for the next revolution, a digital bank. Why now? Because new technology impacts competition, because social movements result in regulation, eroding profits, and because regulation permits and supports the opening and transferring of bank accounts online. There is no question that our customers are much more digital. They want everything, however and whenever it is most suitable for them. And there is no question that new tech initiatives are the future of banking. Innovation, because we all run our lives via our mobiles. More big data, because we all want personalized service. As I said earlier, Leumi was the first Israeli bank to identify the digital trend 7 years ago when we introduced Leumi Digital. We are very satisfied with the results, and we continue to lead and introduce innovative products. Now, we are looking to the future and presenting our plan to establish a digital bank. The digital revolution and technological changes have given us the opportunity to significantly change our operating model and bring banking to our customers. Our digital bank will provide full and complete online and mobile banking services, 24/7, no branches. All this on an inexpensive platform, which is simple, friendly, and intuitive. With a retail model that is more efficient and less expensive, with fewer employees, less operational risks, and reduced exposure to fraud, IT capabilities will be much greater and costs will be significantly less. This plan is very exciting and we are eagerly looking forward to it. I'd like to end my presentation by stating that we are concluding a very significant period for Leumi, a period in which, in addition to our ongoing banking activities, we dealt with reorganizing our infrastructure, a period in which we made hard decisions regarding our strategic focus, and a period in which we had outstanding execution of all our decisions. We are proud of our achievements and proud to have been named Bank of the Year in Israel for 2014 by the Banker magazine. I'd like to conclude on a personal note and express my deep appreciation for our dedicated and professional employees and our exceptional management team. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for your interest in Leumi. I'll be happy to hear your comments and, together with my colleagues, answer your questions. Before doing so, I would like to take this opportunity, as the Passover and Easter holidays approach, to wish you, on behalf of all of us at Leumi, a very happy holiday season. Operator.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. I repeat, if you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. There are no further questions at this time. There will be a replay of this call available on Bank Leumi's website, www.bankleumi.com, in the Investor Relations section. This concludes Leumi's fourth quarter and full year 2014 conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.